This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Acts chapter 21 through 23. What's happening? Paul leaves Ephesus and heads for Jerusalem, where he is sure to be horribly persecuted. Regardless of the inevitable suffering, Paul is determined to return to Jerusalem. Paul enters a seven-day process of ritual purification after his travels among the Gentiles. He also performs an act of charity, paying for the offerings needed for four believers in Jerusalem to finish the vows they made to God. But Jews from Asia seize Paul and stir up a riot by accusing him of bringing Gentiles into the temple. The crowd seeks to put Paul to death until the local Roman authorities intervene. They put Paul in protective custody and allow him to give a defense before the mob. Paul explains that he is a Jew who used to persecute Christians like the crowd now persecutes him. But after seeing the risen Jesus on his way to Damascus, Paul is called to take the good news of the Messiah to the Gentiles. When Paul mentions Gentiles, the crowd again becomes enraged and forcefully ends his speech. The next day, Paul is brought before the Jewish Council of Leaders. Paul shrewdly brings up his hope in the resurrection from the dead, a theological point that divides the leadership. This deteriorates the proceedings, and the Romans take Paul back into protective custody. While in prison, Jesus speaks to Paul, telling him that he will testify in Rome. The fulfillment of this word starts in earnest when the Roman guards hear of a plot among the Jews to kill Paul. To keep Paul safe, they send him under guard to the Roman governor Felix, where he is to receive a proper hearing. Where is the gospel? Paul's journey into Jerusalem looks like Jesus's entry into Jerusalem. From his determination to travel there despite guaranteed persecution, to his mob-like arrest and false trial resulting in the intervention of Roman authorities, Paul is walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Just as Jesus died for both Jews and Gentiles, Paul, a Jew, is putting his life on the line for the sake of the Gentiles. Paul argues that the ceremonially unclean Gentiles should be allowed to draw near to God, as pictured by going into the temple. That is why Paul cleans himself up and pays the price of atonement for the four believers. He shows both Jews and Gentiles that through Jesus all the unclean can be brought near and the debts of the poor are paid. Paul points out that the Jews accuse him without credible witnesses, as the law requires. If the Gentiles are lawbreakers, so are they. Yet the Jews are still allowed in the temple. The Jews failed to recognize that their inclusion in God's family, as well as the Gentiles, is not based on their obedience, but on God who chose them. Paul's actions form a living parable to show that through Jesus, God has now chosen Jew and Gentile alike. This is good news for those who feel on the outside of religious groups, social norms, cultural acceptability, or the ethnic majority. Because Jesus paid for our atonement and makes us clean, we are accepted in his presence and anywhere we go. See for yourself. I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who uses opposition and persecution to bring good news to the world. And may you see Jesus as the one who died under oppression to bring that good news to every nation, language, and people.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.